He turned and went up the next stream, his stream. The path was overgrown, almost but not quite disappeared. It took him nearly an hour to reach the old house, now weather-beaten a soft gray, the roof sagging at the center of the ridgepole and some of the shingles missing. David stopped, taken so powerfully into the past that he expected to see them again. His mother coming down the steps with a galvanized tin tub to collect water for the laundry. His sister sitting on the porch, and the sound of the axe striking logs from where his father chopped firewood just out of sight. He had left for school, and June had died, and his parents had stayed on here as long as they could, reluctant to leave the land. But they had not thrived, and then his father died, too young, and his mother finally went north, traveling to her sister in the promise of work in the auto factories. David had come home from Pittsburgh rarely, and never again since his mother died. The place was as familiar as breath, but as far from his life now as the moon. The wind rose. He walked up the steps. The door hung crookedly on its hinges and would not close. The air inside was chilly, musty. It was a single room, the sleeping loft compromised now by the sagging ridgepole. The walls were water-stained. Through chinks, he glimpsed pale sky. He'd helped his father put this roof on, sweat pouring down their faces and sap on their hands, their hammers rising into the sun, into the sharp fragrance of fresh-cut cedar. As far as David knew, no one had been here for years. Yet a frying pan sat on the old stove, cold. The grease congealed, but not when he leaned to smell it, rancid. In the corner there was an old iron bed covered with a worn quilt like his grandmother and his mother had made. The cloth was cool, faintly damp, beneath his hand. There was no mattress, only a thick layering of blankets against boards set into the frame. The plank floor was swept clean, and there were three crocuses in a jar in the window. Someone was living here. A breeze moved through the room, stirring the paper cutouts that hung everywhere, from the ceiling, from the windows, above the bed. David walked around, examining them with a growing sense of wonder. They were a little like the snowflakes he'd cut out in school, but infinitely more intricate and detailed, showing entire scenes to the last detail. The state fair, a tidy living room before a fire, a picnic with exploding fireworks. Delicate and precise, they gave the old house an air of rustling mystery. He touched the scalloped edge of a hay wagon scene, the girls wearing lace-trimmed bonnets, the boys with their pants rolled to their knees. Ferris wheels, fluttering carousels, cars traveling down highways, these hung above the bed, moving lightly in the drafts, as fragile as wings. Who had made these with such skill and patience?